Yes, listen to her, said one of the other dragons, moving closer to Firedrake. There's no such place as the Rim of Heaven, except in Slatebeard's dreams. The world belongs to humans. If we hide here, they may leave us in peace. And if they really do come to our valley, well, we'll just have to chase them away. At this, the rat laughed. Her laughter was shrill and loud. Ever tried turning back the tide? She asked. But the dragon who had spoken did not answer her. Come on, he told the others, and turned and went back through the pouring rain to his cave. They followed him one by one, until only Firedrake and the old dragon were left. Slatebeard, his legs stiff, climbed down from the rock and looked at Firedrake. I can see why they think the Rim of Heaven is only a dream, he said. There's many a day when it seems like a dream to me, too. Firedrake shook his head. I'll find it, he said and looked around. Even if Rat is wrong, and the human beings stay where they are, there must be some place where we won't have to hide. And when I have found it, I'll come back and fetch the rest of you. I'll set out tonight. The old dragon nodded. Come to my cave before you leave, he said. I will tell you all I can remember, even though it isn't much. But now I must get out of the rain or I won't be able to move my old bones at all tomorrow. With difficulty, Slatebeard trudged back to his cave. Firedrake stayed behind with Sorrel and Rat. The brownie girl was perched on his back, looking fierce.
You idiot, she said quietly. Acting a big hero, right? Off to look for something that doesn't exist? I ask you.
What are you muttering about? Asked Firedrake, turning his head to look at her.
This was too much for Sorrel. She lost her temper.
And who's going to wake you when the sun sets? She demanded. Who's going to protect you from human beings? Who's going to sing you to sleep and scratch you behind the ears? Yes, who?
Asked Rat sharply. She was still sitting on the rock where the old dragon had stood.
Me, of course, Sorrel spat at her. Tedious toadstools, what else can I do?
Oh, no, you don't, Firedrake turned so abruptly that Sorrel almost slipped off his wet back. You can't come.
And just why not?
Sorrel folded her arms, looking offended. Because it's dangerous. I don't care. But you hate flying, and it makes you airsick.
I'll get used to it.
You'll be homesick, too.
Homesick for what? You think I'm going to wait here till a fish come and nibble my toes? No, I'm going with you.
Firedrake sighed. Oh, very well, he murmured. You can come, but don't blame me afterward for taking you along.
She will,
said Rat, chuckling as she jumped off the rock into the damp grass. Brownies are never happy without something to complain about.
Well, now let's go and see the old dragon. If you're going to start tonight, there's no time to waste. Certainly not enough time to finish your quarrel with this dim-witted mushroom muncher.